Welcome to Module 9. This module is all about strategic marketing alliance strategies. And I'm going to show you how to get more exclusive mortgage leads and more closed loans through marketing partnerships. In this module, you'll discover the true power of the one marketing strategy that can transform a struggling no-name loan officer into a household brand in their target area within days. I'll show you how you can spend little to no money on advertising and generate more leads and prospects than companies that are dumping tens of thousands of dollars into advertising budgets. And I'll show you what you should look for in a strategic marketing partner that will practically guarantee your success and give you the three types of strategic marketing partnerships that you can get started from and profiting from in less than 30 days. So first things first, what is a strategic marketing alliance? Well, it's a partnership in which you combine marketing efforts in order to benefit both partners. So how is a strategic marketing alliance different from a referral campaign? Well, referrals are simply requests for leads. However, in a strategic marketing alliance, you create and implement an entire marketing campaign or business building strategy with another service professional. See, the large majority of loan officers don't even know this powerful strategy even exists, so they're definitely not using this effective business building strategy. This is a strategy so powerful that it can single-handedly transform your struggling mortgage business into a success. And you can drive quality traffic to virtually any mortgage program or product that you offer. It's like a referral strategy, but on steroids. So why are these strategic marketing alliances so powerful? Well, it's because when done properly, you can get a great return on your investment with a minimal marketing investment. And you can get access to a list of targeted leads that someone else has built a relationship with. And you come highly recommended from a trusted source. And it allows you to instantly position yourself as the go-to loan officer in the area. But a word of caution though, the wrong strategic marketing alliance can do massive damage to your mortgage business. If you're not ready to handle the influx of business, then don't do the partnership. And be prepared to give more than what you're getting in order to make the strategic alliance attractive. And have several ideas about how to make the alliance a success for your marketing partner. But before you move forward with it, you must be able to provide a high-level quality of service throughout your entire mortgage business. You must be prepared to create a true win-win partnership. And you need to make sure you've prepared and polished your scripts and presentations and have your systems in place to track the leads or sales that the alliance generates. And here's what you should look for in a strategic marketing partner. You want a business that has a quality product or service that's a good fit for your clients. You want a business that believes in and practices consistent marketing and basic business building principles. And you want someone who's trustworthy, that operates in full integrity with everything they do, and a business that you feel proud to be associated with. Don't ever risk your reputation. And they have to be willing to work, invest in, and have a plan to make the alliance a success for both of you guys. So here's some examples of strategic partnerships. There's People United Bank and Stop and Shop grocery stores. There's Walmart and Subway. There's LA Fitness Gyms and Sports Drink Companies, Taco Bell and Pizza Hut have formed a partnership, Coke and Procter & Gamble, and then Redbox and gas stations and grocery stores, and then colleges and credit card companies. And there are thousands of other examples of strategic partnerships, but these are just a few to get the ideas flowing. So here's how to find the best strategic marketing partnership for you. Step one, create a list of ideal strategic alliance partners. Start with the same list from your referral campaigns and be sure to include all types of relevant businesses. If possible, start with businesses that are geographically close to yours so that you can physically visit and experience their systems and processes firsthand. Then give special consideration to businesses that advertise and have long-running marketing campaigns. And look through the last month of newspapers to find potential partners who are also investing in marketing and advertising. And then make a list of 10 potential strategic alliance partners. Step two, create your offer. Now that you've made a list of potential strategic alliance partners, you need to create a compelling offer. Start by making a list of how working with you would help your strategic alliance partnership and be creative and bold. Try something a little different instead of the same old tired promotions. And keep in mind that in real estate related businesses, the benefit that you can offer to other real estate professionals is an on-time and professionally handled closing and reciprocal referrals. And in non-related real estate businesses, the benefit that you can offer these business owners is that you can add value to their prospects and customers that will generate extra profits for their business. Step number three, contacting potential strategic alliance partners. you want to get the contact information of potential partners from their business website. Next, you want to do a basic Google.com search to discover their business and personal interests and to find common points of interest as well. And if possible, attend events where your potential partners are also attending and meet them personally face-to-face. And the next method you should use to contact potential partners is to actually visit the business and speak to the owners. This is one of the rare times when you should probably not use direct mail, but really strive to make a face-to-face connection. Step 4, closing the deal. Problems in most strategic partnership alliances occur because of lack of communication and unrealistic expectations of the partnership. Be sure to discuss how you will measure and track the success of the partnership before you start. And once you've decided on a strategic partner, be sure to get a written timetable on specific actions and a breakdown of how to split any costs that the partnership will incur. For example, day 1 through 4, you would create the offer that you guys could run together. Day 5, submit the offer details to the partner for their review. Day 6, review the offer details sent back from that potential partner. And day 7 through 10, complete a newspaper ad or some type of ad for the offer. Now, here are the top 3 strategic marketing alliance options. 1 is called an endorsed marketing campaign. An endorsed marketing campaign is when your strategic marketing partner recommends you to their customers or database. A direct mail campaign of letters or postcards promoting you is mailed out to their partner's database, and your strategic partner sends out an email blast to their customer or prospect database recommending you. And your strategic partner includes a coupon or voucher for you when a customer purchases from them. And then you have banners or ads on your strategic partner's website as well. And then in return, you would do the same thing for your partner. Next, there's the in-business promotion campaign. This is when you and your strategic partner create marketing materials to place in both of your businesses to promote each other, like podium stands with tear-off images and advertising messages actively promoting your partner, or flyers placed in your business which advertise a coupon or voucher for customers, or banner ads that are placed in each other's businesses with an advertising message, or products or services that are co-branded together. And then there's the co-marketing campaign. A co-marketing campaign is an entire marketing campaign designed to promote the business of each strategic marketing partner. It can be newspaper, television, radio, social media ads with both companies advertising complementary products and services. And in order for this strategy to be most effective, you must have a very well-polished marketing and conversion system. This option does require a high level of trust and tends to be the most expensive and complex solution. But the rewards of using this option can be worth the risk. Now imagine that you find 5 strategic marketing partners who each have a list of 1,000 customers. In that moment, now you've just become the go-to loan officer for 5,000 quality leads with no extra advertising cost. So here's some examples of strategic marketing alliances. Hair and nail salons and massage parlors, tax accountants who partner with bookkeepers, bookkeepers and tax attorneys, loan officers and furniture stores, gyms and massage salons, hardware stores and home improvement contractors, as well as mortgage brokers and home insurance companies. So in this module, we talked about how strategic alliances are a powerful business building strategy that every loan officer should use, but just make sure you have your house in order first. And then we talked about how you should only partner with businesses that make sense for your clients. And you need to be picky about who you partner with. But once you partner with another business, give 110% to making it profitable. And build your strategic partnership around your best quality and most profitable product or service by picking the best alliance partnership option that makes the most sense for your business, and then have a tracking system in place and goals outlined before you start your partnership.